up your head. Don't be afraid. Lift up your head. Don't be afraid. Why don't you sing to God? Why don't you sing? Everybody sing. Lift up your head. Don't be afraid. Lift up your head. Lift up your head, don't be afraid. Lift up your head, don't be afraid. Come on, sing to God, for the Lord comes down. I can feel the power, the Holy Ghost power. I can feel the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Wow. Shout it loud, hallelujah. If you know that tonight is your night, shout it loudest, hallelujah. If you know that every Pharaoh and Goliath have signed to trouble your Israel, shall be troubled tonight, shout it loudest, hallelujah. Hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent, greatness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent, greatness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise.
Sing it again, loud and clear.
Hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah for the Lord God, omnipotent, reigning.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jehovah,
we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you.
All other gods words. They are the ones of faith. You are the Holy God. There is none like you. All other God.
All other God.
All other God.
They are the ones of faith.
Hallelujah.
You are the Holy God. There is none like you.
All other God. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, Jehovah, the Lord, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Baba,
Baba,
Listen very carefully. All eyes closed. There are three prayers I want you to pray before we sit down. And make sure nobody's voice is louder than yours. In this particular session of the Manna Water Program, it is important to know that we are in a war situation. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in heavenly place. You will shout this louder than anyone around you. This is why the psalmist says, let the wickedness of the wicked expire. This is the prayer I want you to pray now. Wickedness of the wicked. I sign against my life. Expire in the name of Jesus. Command their wickedness to expire. Wickedness of the wicked. Expire now in the name of Jesus. Bapota seten de kela kaya boshana. In Jesus' name we pray. Dark powers gathered against me, scatter in the name of Jesus. Something is happening already. Yes, command them to scatter. Oh, yes. This loud and clear. Anointing to pursue my pursuers. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus, I'm ready to pursue my pursuers. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. sing this song loud and clear.
Ko orin yi lowo oke.
Sing it from your heart.
Ko tokan tokan.
Believe in the Lord for his touch upon your spirit.
Oluwa gbo fun ifowokan re ninu emi ro.
As you sing loud and clear.
Ibo ti gbo soke ko orin yi.
Thank you Jesus.
Seun Jesu.
He touch me. Oh, he touch me. I know my joy that floods my soul. Something happened, and I know he touched me. Touch me, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. Hallelujah.
I know my God that I've lost my soul. Something happened, and I know he touched me.
Sing it again loud and clear.
He touched me.
Masopo lakaya moshandira ba. Riba pata lika mikotasa.
I know my joy that lost my soul.
That lost my soul.
Something I know.
And now
I know he touched me.
Sing it again loud and clear. He touched me.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me.
Hallelujah.
I know the joy that was my soul. Something I will.
Something
happened, and now I know he touched me. Help me,
quiet listen,
he touched me. Oh, he touched me. Upon every infirmity, I decree right now, upon every plantation of darkness, I decree right now, upon every heavy luggage on anyone's head, I decree right now, upon every paralysis, I decree right now, upon any pain in the body, I decree right now, upon any weakness of the limbs, I decree right now, upon any satanic cough, I decree right now, upon every plantation in the womb, I decree right now,
upon every plantation in the heart. I decree right now upon every yoke of the oppressor that that place you are is not your habitation, but it is the temple of the Most High God. Therefore, in the name which is above all names, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I bind you and I cast you out. In the name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. 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 In the name of Jesus. I command strength to enter into your body. I command strength to enter into your legs. I command strength to enter into your legs. I command strength to enter into your hands. Let every balloon of darkness be punctured now in the name of Jesus. Check your body now. Check your body very well. If you brought any sickness here and it has vanished, quickly run to the altar here. Don't let the devil put it back. If you cannot see, begin to see. Cannot hear, begin to hear. Cannot walk, begin to walk. The power of God is coming upon you right away. Stretch your right hand towards me now. Father, these hands that are stretched forward here, let the miracle power and deliverance power of God fall upon these hands in the name of Jesus. As we use this hand, let every yoke of the enemy be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus. Now, if you have any infirmity, any sickness, any pain in your body, smite it 40 times, shouting, go back to your senses. And immediately you start that process, the great physician will begin work, and the great surgeon too will begin work. Let's go! Jesus. Check your body now. Do what you could not do before you got here. Check that part of your body. You find that health has returned to that body. From wherever you are, run quickly to the altar. Don't say, I want to check whether it will be permanent. Just run quickly to the altar. Don't let the enemy put the problem back. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at what is happening to one woman over there. A serpent is being pulled out from the right leg. There's a power of God coming upon her. That's right. Find a way quickly to this altar. Don't lose that testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I'm praying right now that anyone in the garden of tonight whose dream life is a battlefront and they are battling you in your dream life, right there where you are, the chain of that evil dream, the chain of the satanic nightmare is broken now in the name of Jesus. That's the power of God. That's the power.
Jesus.
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 Aha.
Then.
Father, all the sisters in the garden of tonight.
And
the enemy is firing an arrow inside your womb. Firing an arrow inside your chest. Right there where you are. I command the arrows to go back to the center. So
remember.
Oh yes. Go back to your centers in the name of Jesus. Go back to your centers in the name of Jesus. Go back to your centers in the name of Jesus. Go back to your centers in the name of Jesus. All the pain-like objects tormenting that person over there. I see somebody is sticking pins into your body. All the strange heat in your body. I see somebody is boiling your flesh. Right there where you are. Receive your deliverance now. Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Aha.
Then,
if you cannot use your leg, begin to use that leg. Do what the devil say you cannot do. Stand up in faith and rebel the symptom of the enemy. And run quickly to the altar here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am going to count 7 from here. The power of God is going to fall on 21 persons. This 21 person may not be able to stand on their feet. This 21 person, anytime they are at the edge of a great breakthrough, a hard battle will start. And the battle will rage and rage until breakthrough disappears. I count 7 from here. The power of God will fall upon such people. And that yoke will be broken forever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's number 1. That's number 2. Number 3. 4, 5, 6 on the gallery over there. 7 on the gallery over there. 8. 9, 10, 10. Thank you,
Jesus.
Can you shout this with anger? I want you to get really, really angry. Battles! Assigned to disgrace me. Is that the loudest you can shout it? Your time is up. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Bacho! Assigned to embarrass me. You are a liar! Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Deal with that battle now. Stop them before they stop you. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for these signs and wonders. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Quickly bring out your tithes and offering for this meeting. Father, we thank you for the tithes and the offering. The good measure press and falling over. Let it be our Lord in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands upon our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. While you are remaining standing, take any song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Any song of praises. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we are gathered here tonight.
Baba, apeju kwese asibila shale.
Your word says, "Unto you shall the gathering of the people be."
Oro yin kwese odo yin ni pejo pa awon eniyan yo wa.
Lay your hands upon us.
E da owo yin le wa.
Anoint us by your power.
E foro yin wa nipa agbara yin.
Let there be no one present here.
Ka ma se ri enikeni to wa ni.
Or connected to us in one way or the other.
Abi to so po ma wa lona kan tabi omiran.
Who will go home empty handed.
Ti o lo le lowo ofun.
To you, Father, be the glory.
Baba, e gba gugu gugu.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Ni oruko Jesu lagbadura.
Let's have a seat. God bless you.
E ja ka joko Olorun yo bukun fun wa.
In Jeremiah chapter 52.
In Jeremiah, orikejileni adota.
Jeremiah 52.
Ewe woli Jeremiah orikejileni adota.
One hundred signs.
I want a me ogorun
that you are under a siege.
We otati dotio.
100 signs.
I mean, ogorun
that you are under a siege.
I'm
praying for somebody here tonight.
Mo gbadura fun enikan ni bila sale.
That every siege of the enemy against your life.
Pe gbogbo idoti ota lodi saye re.
Shall be scattered unto desolation.
Yo ti pa yo si da oro.
Jeremiah 52.
Jeremiah orikeji le ni adota.
I read from verse 4.
Lati ese ikerin.
And it came to pass in the ninth year of his reign, in the tenth month, the tenth day of the month, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came. He and all his army against Jerusalem.
See Jerusalem
and pitched against it.
Osi doti.
And big forts against it run about. So the city was besieged
as
unto the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the fourth month, in the ninth day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. Then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night.
What is that they need, Lord?
By the way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king and overtook
Zedekiah
in the plains of Jericho, and his army was scattered from him. Then they took the king and carried him up into the king of Babylon to Ribla in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon slew the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. He slew also all the princes of Judah in
Ribla.
Then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah. And the king of Babylon bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon and put him in prison to the day of his death. Everything started from a siege. What is a siege physically? In military language, in warfare, what is a siege? A siege is a practice of surrounding and attacking a place. In such a way as to isolate that thing from help and supplies. A siege is a method of reducing the resistance of defenders and making captive possible. A siege is a sort of prolonged and persistent effort to overcome resistance. A siege is to surround the place and cut off its communications. In those days, the Roman army will surround a place with a defensive wall around the area. They cut off supplies. They don't allow anybody to come out or anybody to go in. In this passage that we have read, for 2 years, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, mounted a powerful siege against Jerusalem.
Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, mounted a
He built a wall around the city. He set up a strong goal around the city. By doing that, he now converted the whole city to a large prison. The people of the city were imprisoned inside their own city. They ensured that nobody brought in food, nobody brought out anything. You can't supply anything to the city, you can't take anything out. Nobody can travel in, nobody can travel out. The enemy ensured that nobody in that city received visitors. The enemy ensured that nobody in that city escaped to the outside world. Please note carefully that the enemy did not go violently upon the city. No shot was fired. No one was killed. No house was burnt. No slaves were taken. No one was kidnapped. Life appeared to be going on normally inside the city. For those who did not know that there was danger outside, they were going to their parties, they were doing all kinds of things inside the city. But the hard truth was this. Although there was was no visible violence shown. All was not well. The enemy outside the city had begun to cause hardship within that city until every man of war fled at night. That was a siege. Beloved, Satan adopts the same strategy and approach against individuals too.
Satan ama lo ayini ke ati ete lodi si awon eniyan pelu.
If you get to my read 2 Kings chapter 6.
O ba dele to ka iwe keji awon ba ori kefa.
You find a king called Ben-Hadad.
How the oba kan Ben-Hadad
who used the same strategy against Samaria.
To lo agbon kan na lodi si Samaria.
The hunger became so much in the city, people were eating their own children.
Ben-Hadad
did not kill anybody.
Ben-Hadad,
he just circled the city. You can't go out, you can't come in. You can't bring supply. You can't call for help. He never went into the city to cause any destruction. He stayed outside
and
controlled events disastrously in the life of the people inside. Remote control kind of torment. Outside the city there was so much food. But inside there was famine. Outside there was so much life. But inside was death. Outside there was so much joy. But inside was sorrow. Outside the city there was so much light. But inside was darkness. Outside the city there was so much peace. But inside the city there was turbulence. Any good thing coming into the city was prevented or diverted. So good things were not allowed to enter into the city. This is what is driving us our first prayer. Because the first agenda of the siege is to prevent good things from entering to people's
lives.
Allow good things to be happening outside but not in the individual life. Can you raise up your voice and shout this with great anger?
Pass!
Closing the gate of good things against me. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Somebody is breaking through. In Jesus' name we pray. So any good thing coming into the city was blocked out. On the contrary, every evil thing, death, hunger, disease, sorrow, fear, found access into the city. A siege is therefore a terrible thing. Beloved, it's unfortunate, but it is true.
But
there are individuals, families, communities, cities, nations that are under siege spiritually. They face no war. They are even never violently attacked. They are not raided or slain. But things are not normal. Other communities may have good roads. their own contractor will die.
Ṣùgbọ́n àgbàṣe ṣe tán gbé ṣe tí wọ́n fún akú.
Other communities may have good hospital.
Àwọn ilé tòmíràn wọ́n kọ́ ilé ìwòsàn tó dáa fún wọn.
But the doctor sent to them will flee or the building will collapse.
Ṣùgbọ́n dókítà tó bá rán sọ́dọ̀ tí wọ́n inú kó sá lọ àbí kí ilé ìwòsàn wó.
Other communities may have very good schools.
Àwọn ilé tòmíràn lè ní ilé ìwé tó dáa.
But this one no schools.
Ṣùgbọ́n níta àwọn ilé kò ní sí ilé
ìwé. Teachers are not willing to go.
Àbí káwọn tíṣà wọ́n má bẹ̀ẹ́ lọ bẹ̀.
Or builders flee.
Àbí káwọn tó ń kọ́ ilé ìwé kan sá lọ.
Other communities may have water and electricity.
Àwọn ilé tòmíràn lè ní iná mọ̀nàmọ́ná àtomi.
But it doesn't work when it gets to this place.
Ṣùgbọ́n bó bá kọ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ ti wọn.
Every plant fails.
Gbogbo ìyànjú a máa mẹ́hẹ̀.
The good things they hear about outside their city walls never come into their city.
Àwọn nǹkan rere tí wọ́n ń gbọ́ pé ó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nílùú mìíràn kì í wọ inú ìlú
wọn. Outside it is well with others, but inside it goes bad.
Níbo mìíràn ó dára fún àwọn ìlúmìíràn ṣùgbọ́n lọ́dọ̀ tí wọ́n
ó burú. Listen and listen carefully.
Ẹ jọ̀wọ́ ẹ tẹ́tí gbọ́ mi dáadáa.
When a community, a city, a village is under a siege.
Nígbà tí ìletò ìlú tàbí orílẹ̀-èdè kan bá ń bẹ ní abẹ́ ìdótì.
Whoever bring good things into the city does not prosper.
Ẹnikẹ́ni tó bá mú nǹkan rere wọnú ìlú bẹ́ẹ̀ kò ní ṣe rere.
He or she is ultimately frustrated out of the city or goes elsewhere to prosper.
Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀. Ìrẹ̀wẹ̀sì ni ó fi kúrò níbẹ̀ láti lọ ṣe rere ń bò mí.
And the person will face a barrage of masquerading powers fighting him.
Irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò wà ní ìdojúkọ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn agbára tó dá ẹ̀kú bójú tí wọ́n ń bá a jà.
A girl under a siege.
Bọ́mọbìnrin bá ń bẹ lábẹ́ ìdótì.
Will not get any serious marriage proposal.
Kò ní rọ́kùnrin gidi kan tí ó dẹnu fífẹ́ kọ́.
Only men who want to sleep with her will be approaching her.
Àwọn kan tó kàn fẹ́ bá a sùn nìkan ni ó wà máa bá a sọ̀rọ̀.
Something scares away the good men.
Òun kan máa lé àwọn ọkùnrin gidi lọ.
When an individual is under a siege.
Nígbà tó bá dótì ènìyàn.
Everyone gets the benefits.
Gbogbo ènìyàn máa rí àǹfààní gbà.
But his name will not be included or will be missed out in error.
Ṣùgbọ́n orúkọ tirẹ̀ ò ní sí nínú irú ìwé bẹ́ẹ̀ àbí kán ṣèṣì yọ orúkọ tiẹ̀.
When a person is under a siege.
Wọ́n bá dótì ènìyàn.
Every time a positive destiny step is taken.
Ìgbàkigbà tó bá gbé ìgbésẹ̀ rere lórí àyànmọ́.
There will be a rage from the bottom of hellfire.
Ìrúnú yóò dìde láti ọgbun ọ̀run àpáàdì.
When a person is under a siege.
Wọ́n bá ń dótì ènìyàn.
Anytime there is a good marriage proposal.
Ìgbàkigbà tí èèyàn gidi bá wá dẹnu fífẹ́ kọ́.
The enemy goes to threaten the man or the woman to get out.
Ọ̀tá yóò lọ láti halẹ̀ mọ́kùnrin tàbí obìnrin yẹn pé kó jáwọ́ bẹ̀.
We have had cases like this.
Ó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ rí.
That a man proposes to a woman.
Ọkùnrin kan lọ dẹnu kó obìnrin kan pé òun ò fẹ́.
In the dream is confirmed. Confronted by a strong man.
Lóru lójú àlá ọkùnrin agbálágbára kan bá dé.
If you dare go to that lady again.
Pé bó o bá tún lọ sọ́dọ̀ ọmọbìnrin yẹn.
The lady is my wife, don't move close.
Ìyàwó mi ni o má súnmọ́.
If you move close.
O bá súnmọ́.
You die.
O kú.
And to show you sample of what will happen to you.
Kí n bá lè fà pẹ́rẹ́ run ohun tó ń jù rẹ yóò rí
bẹ́ẹ̀. They give him a dirty slap from the dream.
Wọ́n fún un ní gbajú lójú àlá.
He woke up with pain.
Ó ti tají, ó mọ ìrora òun lára.
His mouth shifted to one side.
Ẹnu rẹ̀ o wọ sẹgbẹ.
Anytime the lady call, he ran away.
Ìgbàkigbà tọmọbìnrin ọba ti dé báyìí ó sá lọ ni.
Because he was afraid.
Nítorí ẹrù ń bà.
That's a life under a siege.
Ayé tí wọ́n dótì nìyẹn.
When a business is under a siege.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá dótì owó.
The enemy drives away every approaching goodness.
Ọ̀tá yóò lé gbogbo nǹkan rere tó fẹ́ wọlé wá.
So that people will just be seeing those things with their eyes.
Àwọn èèyàn á kàn máa fojú rí ni.
They will hear about it.
Wọ́n gbọ́ nípa rẹ̀.
With their ears.
Pẹ̀lú etí wọn.
But never receive it.
Gbọ́wọ́ wọn ò ní tẹ̀.
That's why I'm praying tonight.
Ìdí ni mo fi ń gbàdúrà láṣáálẹ̀.
Anyone here under a siege of darkness.
Kẹ́ni níbi tí ìdótì òkùnkùn dé bá.
That siege must backfire tonight. Let your amen roar like thunder. Let your amen roar like thunder. When a person is under a siege, all others will get things done easily.
Nǹkan á rọrùn fún gbogbo àwọn yòókù láti ṣe.
But not the person under a siege.
Ìgbọ́n kò ní rọrùn fún tí wọ́n ń dótì.
It will be so difficult.
Yóò nira, yóò le koko.
You'll be struggling and struggling.
Yóò làkàkà, yóò ṣakitiyan.
Outside will be fine.
Òde yóò dára.
But inside will be tough for them.
Ṣùgbọ́n inú ilé yóò le koko fún wọn.
It seems so easy for others.
Yóò jọ kó rọrùn fún àwọn ẹlòmíràn.
So hard for them.
Má nira fún wọn.
And it goes on like this.
A sì máa tẹ̀síwájú.
Goes on like this.
A máa tẹ̀síwájú.
Until the person is forced to do a terrible thing.
Títí wọn fi fipá mú onítọ̀hún láti ṣe
nǹkan tó dáa. Like going to the enemy for help.
Bí kò tọ ọ̀tá lọ fún ìrànlọ́wọ́.
In search of deliverance.
Àbí kò fún ìtúsílẹ̀.
Or going to cannibalism to sustain themselves.
Àbí kò bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ṣe ti o dara bi pipa eniyan lati le
this
duro.
Is a very very serious situation
ile isi je oro to le
when your destiny is colorful
nigba ti ayan mo re ba je on to lewa
when you are seen as a danger to the activities of the enemy
nigba ton ba ri o gege bi eni to lewu si ise ota
when your life is about to make a positive history
nigba ti aye re ba fe se itan rere
when heavens are planning your celebration
nigba ti orun ba tin pete pero ajoyo re
when you are at the edge of a destiny changing breakthrough
nigba to ba ti wa ni gongo alaja ti yo ye ayan
when the time to sing your song and dance of mass is moving
nigba
close
nigba ti akoko ati korin ati jo ijo re ba nsun mo etile
when your testimony is about to explode
nigba ti ayan mo re ba se ton lati bure
when the fire now yoke is about to be broken when the defeat of your hardened enemies at the corner when the enemy sees that your victory is now non-negotiable when the enemy is afraid of your speed when your promotion and elevation has been announced in heaven when your case has been fast-tracked in heaven when you are definitely positioned to make an impact in life. When you have just won a major victory. When there is a prophetic agenda for your life. When you have been promoted above your enemies. When you are determined to forget your expired past. When your harvest is very ripe. When you are about to cross your Red Sea. When the power prolonging your problem is about to be buried permanently. When you are beginning to tell the enemy enough is enough. When you are set to overtake your superiors. When you are determined to turn your scar to star. When you are determined to go from zero to hero. When your turning point is very near. When the enemy sees that your blessing is irreversible. When they are consulting local powers against you and they find that you are still succeeding. Then the only thing is to lay a siege. They lay a siege against the person. When a life is under a siege, there will be desolation. There will be emptiness. There will be fruitlessness. There will be poverty. There may even be total elimination. There will be waste. Life will be like you are in a jail. There will be the absence of essentials of life. The benefits of the person will be cut off. Because the person is under a siege. The person will be trapped in a satanic prison. Because you are under a siege. There will be lack. Anywhere you turn, there will be warfare. When a person is under a siege, there will be purposelessness. There will be mediocre performance. The person will be living a very lustful and loose life. There will be lack of spiritual passion. There will be death of prayer life. There will be extreme frustration. There will be mind oppression. I know a lady like that. The enemy was determined that she would not move. She was already rewriting her family history. She was outside this country to do a PhD. The first person in the family. The enemy seemed that she's difficult to stop. He laid a siege against her. All of a sudden. In the classroom, she stopped speaking English. Here is a person who cannot even speak Yoruba properly. She speaks Pidgin Yoruba. She now refuses to speak English, the language with which they are teaching the course. She now was answering all questions in Yoruba language, which the white lecturers did not understand.
Say,
speak English. Speak English now.
We have to explain it in our mother tongue.
They had to start talking about psychiatric hospital.
But
it was a siege. When somebody is under a siege, there will be confusion of purpose.
There'll
be lack of spiritual direction.
You
make the wrong moves.
There'll
be lack of peace.
There'll
be this unusual spiritual sluggishness.
There'll
be uncommon weaknesses.
There'll
be tiredness.
There'll
be the strong urge to quit your divine assignment.
People
will be start going back to their old bondages.
People will
begin to ask questions they didn't used to ask before, things that were very clear to them as
Christians. There
will be heavy discouragement.
They'll
be struggling with all the relationships that is surrounding them.
They can't
sleep well. Something interrupts their sleep.
There will
be prayer paralysis. They will have terrible nightmares. The enemy will knock them down. They won't be able to stand up. It is at that time people begin to ask you, where is your God? A siege is when your groaning supersedes your glory. A siege is when your debt rules over your credit. A siege.
It's
when your laughter is cursed and your weeping is common.
A siege
is when you have developed black eyes and red eyes and a swollen face from the boxing match of life.
A siege
is when your life has more questions than answers. A siege is when you are faced with uncommon disfavor. I'm praying for somebody here tonight. I say that every siege mounted against you, no matter how long it's been mounted, I command the siege to backfire in the name of Jesus. Let them backfire in the name of Jesus. Let them backfire in the name of Jesus. Let them backfire in the name of Jesus. Tonight is war against that siege. When the siege was mounted against Samaria, and the Lord wanted to deal with that siege, he wanted to deal with the siege, the method was quite simple. Very simple. God just allowed the enemies to hear sound. Sound that will scare them. This is not a situation where people just begin to make noise.
It's
a sound made by angels of God to scare the enemy away. God's servant spoke a specific prophetic word of deliverance.
Ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run sọ ọ̀rọ̀ ìtúsílẹ̀ kan nípa ìṣe wòlíì, ó ti lọ tààrà.
And God made the enemies to hear fearful noises.
Ọlọ́run sì mú kí àwọn ọ̀tá gbọ́ ariwo ẹ̀rù,
which made them to scatter.
Tó jẹ́ kí wọ́n túká.
It is the same procedure.
Ọ̀nà kan náà ni.
The prophetic word that's already gone out tonight.
Ọ̀rọ̀ wòlíì tó ti jáde láṣálẹ̀ yìí.
That every siege.
Pé gbogbo ìdótì.
Laid against you.
Tí wọ́n mọ lòdì
sọ. From your mother's womb.
Láti inú ìyá rẹ̀.
Is scattered now.
Lòdì kúkà báyìí.
In the name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù.
A sevenfold amen.
Àmì méje.
Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight, and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now. By saying what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To say that short prayer with me, immediately we close. Run quickly to the altar here so that we can help you more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
The prayer of tonight
adura ashale yi
is not a gentleman's prayer at all.
Adura jelenke o.
If you want to adjust your headgear or scarf or beret or cap, you better adjust it.
Because
some of what we are going to be addressing now, the siege has been there for years. Nebuchadnezzar was surrounding that city for 2 whole years. Imagine some war surrounding Lagos now for 2 years. Nobody can bring him food. Nobody can travel anywhere. It's a very serious situation indeed. When it's now transpiring to the spirit realm, and they have laid a siege against you, and you don't ordain terrifying noises to scatter them, then the siege will destroy the person. Can I hear the sisters who are here tonight shout this louder than anyone around them? Each prayer you are going to pray here tonight has multiple testimonies attached to it. So it's dangerous to keep quiet. Siege of darkness! Hear the word of the Lord. Can I hear the sisters shouting this again? All these people on the gallery, can I hear you shouting it loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Let me hear the brothers shouting this loud and loud. Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Scatter the citra! Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why Jesus brought you here. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Masepani kaya boshente. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus. La gadura.
Now we need to be specific. You need to be specific. If it's your academic, same academic. If it's your career, say my career. If it's my marriage, say my marriage. If it's my work with the Lord, say my work with the Lord. If it's my health, say my health. Siege of darkness! Mounted against my career! Jesus. Be specific now. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. We're making tremendous progress.
And she and it, that's why you talk about.
Say, I declare loud and clear. My siege is over.
In the
name of Jesus. My siege is over. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord for Jesse, I badura.
Listen very carefully. Once you begin to notice restlessness in your dream, you begin to notice fighting and fighting in your dream. You begin to fight that you are always fighting some people. It is evidence of a siege. Certain powers have determined that we will not finish your race. It is unto those powers. Because the Bible says, when man slept, his enemies came. Can you shout this loud and clear? Siege of darkness! Mounted in my dream!
Death!
In the name of Jesus! Roar like thunder. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Bring out your manna water now. All that manna water now. Maseka po le karibo setende keaba. Manaribo se pia la katenda. Father, we raise this water unto you.
And know me, so can see.
Let the authority of deliverance, authority of healing, authority of strength, authority of dominion, authority of breakthrough, enter into this water in the name of
Jesus.
By the anointing upon this water, let every infirmity be disgraced in the name of
Jesus.
Let every yoke be broken. 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 In the name of Jesus. blood of Jesus, flow into this water. Fire of God, flow into this water. I sanctify, dedicate, consecrate this water. The name of the Father, the name of the Son, the name of the Holy Spirit. And if you are drinking this water and using it to stand in gap for another person, immediately you drink that water, the problem of that person will vanish in the name of Jesus. The Lord blesses you from Zion. I make his face to shine upon you. I'll be gracious unto you. This prayer request, O Lord, answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Seven thunders, hallelujah.